USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration could soon reach a deal with the Taliban in Afghanistan that would bring thousands of troops home from there. The Washington Post is reporting that the Taliban would agree to a ceasefire. The U.S. would then bring home initially 4,000 of the 14,000 troops that have been stationed there. The Kennedy family suffers another tragic loss. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
A death at the Kennedy compound on Cape Cod. Police say the 22-year-old granddaughter of Robert F. Kennedy dies of a suspected drug overdose. Paramedics responding to the home and find her in cardiac arrest. She is pronounced dead at Cape Cod Hospital.
The Navy now reports a pilot who crashed on Wednesday in California in Death Valley National Park was killed in the crash. This is USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella gas truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella gas truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella gas truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Puerto Rico's governor will officially leave office today, a week after he announced he would be doing so at the end of business today. Puerto Rico residents started calling for Ricardo Rosselló to step down last month after vulgar and homophobic messages that he had exchanged with aides were made public. He'll be replaced by a former rival, Pedro Pierluisi. President Trump with harsh words again about Democrats at a rally in Cincinnati last night.
Democrats are now the party of high taxes, high crime, open borders, late-term abortion, and they're the party, frankly, of socialism.
Half a dozen players and two managers have been suspended after a very violent bench-clearing brawl on Tuesday between the Reds and the Pirates. Pittsburgh pitcher Keon Akello getting hit the hardest with a 10-game suspension. The teams next face each other on August 23rd. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The company that makes guns like one used in the 2012 Newtown, Connecticut mass shootings wants the Supreme Court to stop a lawsuit as Remington Outdoor Company is appealing a ruling by the Connecticut Supreme Court that allowed a wrongful death lawsuit against the gun maker by families of nine people and one survivor of the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre. The families arguing that the company marketed the weapon that killed 20 kids and six adults for use in combat-style missions. The gun maker is arguing that the 2005 Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act protects it from liability in the case. Apple is putting a hold on a program that let contractors listen to queries from people using Siri. The program was to help contractors grade Siri's responses, but of course it also let them listen to some delicate conversations. Apple is suspending Siri grading globally while it conducts a review of that program. It seems hot dog ice cream is now a thing, and you can leave it to Oscar Mayer, which is releasing an ice dog sandwich. Half of it's got candied hot dog bits and a hot dog sweet cream. The other half is a spicy mustard-flavored gelato, all sitting between a couple of cookie buns. The announcement coming on this National Ice Cream Sandwich Day. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.